My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Second three-run homer of the night for Cleveland. It's Bo's eighth home run of the year, and he just blew the lid off this baby. It's now 10-2 Guardians.
Yeah, courtesy Guardians, Bally Sports, Great Lakes. Bo Naylor with the homer, and David Fry the other three-run blast. Guardians win it 10-3. Jose Ramirez, two-run home run as the Guardians win their fourth in a row. Ramirez has now gone deep in three straight games for the first time in 3 years. Ben Lively picks up win number 10. He allowed just two runs on four hits over six innings. Guardians pitcher Matthew Boyd made a rehab start for AAA Columbus last night. Boyd going 3 2/3 innings, allowed two runs, one earned on two hits, and he would strike out five. The Browns going to be wrapping up things down at the Greenbrier. One last practice going on this morning, and they'll be back in Berea coming up on Sunday. After practice this morning, going to hear from head coach Kevin Stefanski live right here on 92.3 The Fan. Hall of Fame game in Canton last night is heard right here on 92.3 The Fan. Bears topped the Texans 21-17. Game got called late in the third quarter because of thunderstorms in the Canton area. Odyssey up all the hardware you need. Check out the exclusive music stations. Get the latest sports news by listening to 92.3 The Fan. From the Buckeye Law Group, 411 Payne Sports Desk, I'm Jeff Thomas.
Absorb the knowledge of Dustin Fox and Nick Wilson during your workday afternoons. The Afternoon Drive, weekdays starting at 2. 92.3 The Fan.
Are we ready for the dangerous one, Tone?
Oh, yeah.
Away we go. Daryl Ryder joining us, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how the hell are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Doing okay. Last day of camp today. We'll talk football here in a second. A lot of stuff going on about the stadium. I don't think that the city was very serious about their offer. What say you, Daryl? Go.
It should take the Browns about 30 seconds to say thanks, but no thanks.
Ooh. I mean, would you take 30 seconds to say thanks, but no thanks?
I would give them the respect of taking the 30 seconds to mull it over, yes.
Ooh, tough talking Daryl already this
morning. Well, Daryl, how did we get to this point where the Cleveland Browns, one of the heritage franchises in the NFL, playing on the lakefront, all the memory, all the nostalgia, when did we get to the point that they would just be paying lip service with a hollow offer to try to keep the team on the shores?
Well, I'm actually going to defend Cleveland here a little bit in the mayor. Mayor Bibb made it very clear throughout this negotiation process that he was not going to put the city's general fund at risk or dip into the general fund. He stayed true to his word with this offer that all tax funding for this project would come from revenue generated as a result of the use of that facility. And so he certainly did that. It's just the reality is that the funding is not sufficient, number one. Number two, it's over a new 30-year lease, which is somewhat problematic because the folks that I have talked to told me that there is not another 30 years of life in that building. Yes, right now, it's in pretty good shape as far as the bones and things like that, but they're not getting another 30 years out of that building. So I think that that part of the proposal from the city was pretty much unrealistic. Another thing, a portion, I should say, of the funding that the mayor proposed that needs to be addressed is the syntax. He's proposing $120 million over a 30-year period of syntax revenue. There's only a little bit of a problem with that. The syntax is not running until like 2060. So that would need to be extended by voters. So there's that little wrinkle that gets thrown in there as well. Also, parking. Okay, it's nice. He's throwing in the revenue from the Muni lot as well as the Willard garage for the Browns to use for game days and, you know, special events. But that money's not going to the Browns. That money would go toward, you know, stadium expenditure. So, and then another part of this that certainly caught my attention, the Browns currently pay $250,000 a year for rent under the existing lease. And the mayor would like the Browns to pick up, which right now the cap currently is around $1.3 million per year. But as we know, and we get these costs go up pretty much on an annual basis here, it's at $1.3 million now for insurance and property tax payments. So the city of Cleveland would like the Browns not to pay rent, but to go ahead and cover property tax and insurance payments on a building they do not own. So that's another piece to this puzzle that is, you know, makes you sit there and scratch your head a little bit. And if you're the Browns, you're looking at that and you're just going to say, yeah, no, we're not going to do that either. That's not, I mean, the Browns could afford to do that easy, of course, absolutely, but they don't own the building. So why would they pay the property tax and the insurance on a building they do not own? So, but again, the mayor stood true to his word with this proposal, and it really feels like, we're in yard line right now, the city's offer, and the mayor has asked them to respond by August 12th with a yes or no.
You excited to come back home?
I'm looking forward to getting home, yes. It's been great here in West Virginia. The Browns have been awesome, but I do miss Cleveland.
Do you think that the Greenbrier takes a little bit of the bite of the beginning of training camp out for the general fan? Because it... You know, when they tell, like, pitchers and catchers are reporting, I think it's a different vibe because it's like, all right, spring is going to arrive at some point here in Cleveland, Ohio. But, like, football season, boy, it feels like you're just off in some faraway land, and we only see little snippets of it where we're used to you being right front and center, right there in the middle of a neighborhood for everybody. It's you got to admit, it's a bit of a weird vibe for a general Browns fan, bud.
Yeah, I can certainly understand how Browns fan would feel that way, but I don't think it's changing anytime soon. I have a feeling we're going to be back here again next year.
What if they sell the place and the new owner's like, nope, don't need you?
What if the Haslams buy the place?
Whoa! Oh! You know, we were positing that, Daryl, for a second. Do you have any sources that are telling you? I mean,
no,
you're a big real estate guy. Are you telling me?
I just threw that out there to get you guys to do exactly what you did.
How much money do they spend down there at the Greenbrier to take that football team down there? Isn't it in the millions?
It's north of $3.5 million.
Wow.
At least that's what the cost was last year. I'm sure, you know, costs have certainly increased, especially because they were down here a little longer than they were a year ago. But Kevin Stefanski really likes having his team.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Isolated and away from a lot of distractions. He really likes getting their focus and their attention without having to deal with all the outside noise and things like that. And that is that's just a staple of his philosophy. So, as I alluded to though, Ken, I would not be shocked if we're back down here again next year.
Darrell Ryder with us right now, giving us Brown's perspective. Do you think they got the work done that they wanted to? I know the schedule was a bit in flux, the weather, had its impact. But overall, do you think Stefanski thinks they got what they needed to, considering they are overhauling the offense?
Yeah, I think so. Let's be honest about it, Anthony. The collective bargaining agreement limits what you can do early in camp with the ramp-up periods, when you can actually put on the pads and how long you're allowed to be on the practice field and things like that. But I do feel like Stefanski is going to, when we speak with him this later this morning after practice, before they all hop on the airplane and head north, I do feel like that will be a message that Stefanski delivers. He's going to feel that they accomplished what they set out to accomplish down here. From a work standpoint, I can tell you, yesterday's practice was by far the most competitive one that we've seen to date. They did a lot of 11-on-11 in pads. They did a lot of special teams work in pads yesterday. So I do feel like that they're going to come away with this thing feeling like they accomplished what they wanted to, and now they got to get back to Berea and kind of pick up where they left off. For me, the next benchmark in camp is when the Minnesota Vikings come in the middle of the month for those joint practices. That's when things really should get dialed up. And quite frankly, I think that ultimately is going to end up being Deshaun Watson's preseason.
Darrell, I heard you talk about the Foreman injury, how scary of a situation that was for anybody that was there yesterday. The good news, it looks like there is good news today, right? That he is doing okay. So it made me wonder out loud a bigger question about that running back room for that Cowboys game. How do you feel about it right now? What was that like yesterday?
Yeah, it was a scene you never want to see unfold. I was standing on top of the hill, and it happened just to the right. I saw the hit, and I thought nothing of it. And then I saw Foreman, sitting on the field there, sitting upright. Trainers came to take a look at him, and they talked for a couple of minutes. Took the helmet off, talking. Everything seemed to be fine. Okay, he got shaken, shaken up on the play. Stuff like that happens. And then as it went on, next thing you know, the medical staff went into their emergency protocols, and they get called to the cart and the board, and they immobilized him. And Kevin Stefanski and J.W. Johnson, they're just mere feet from this, watching all this unfold, and they get him on the board. Stefanski came over to obviously wish him well, and they take him to the ambulance, and then they had to bring a helicopter because to handle whatever needed to be handled with his medical situation, the nearest hospital was in Roanoke, Virginia, and the fastest way to get him there was via helicopter. And the helicopter comes after practice ends, and it lands in our parking lot where our cars are. After practice, Stefanski gathers the players in the middle of the field. Everyone's on a knee, holding hands, saying a prayer for him. The gravity of the seriousness of the situation hits you in that moment. And then a couple of hours later, thankfully, we get the notice from the Browns, hey, the CT scans, the x-rays, they all came back negative. We're expecting him to be released from the hospital, and he's going to be back with his teammates. Waiting for confirmation from the Browns as to whether or not that has happened, if he has been released from the hospital to rejoin his teammates. But it's the worst case scenario unfolding right in front of you when you're talking about a player getting injured in practice. And he was wearing a Guardian cap too on his helmet. But team said he reported neck pain after taking a blow to the head. But the medical staff did a great job, working quickly on his behalf and, getting him to the hospital so they could get him checked out and all that. But yeah, that's just something you never, ever want to see on a field.
Darryl Ryder joining us on the show. What's the I was shocked at how many people voted for Mike Vrabel, so I loaded your lips here already.
Okay.
Who's the most important addition? Is it Mike Vrabel or is it Jerry Jeudy?
Oh, Mike Vrabel.
You got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. You got to be kidding.
Mike Vrabel was like having a second head coach on the field.
He's not there on game day. He's not on the field on game day. He's not there.
Hang on. Let me finish.
Kay.
He's not going to be on the field for game day. But he is basically David Njoku's personal tight end coach, number one. Number two, he's in the middle of just about every drill they run. Number three, he is working basically hand-in-hand with Bubba Ventrone on special teams and, working with the new kickoff play and things like that. My concern is that Mike Vrabel's going to get a head coaching job next winter and take half the coaching staff with him. Like, that's my concern.
Whoa! Darryl! Jesus! Darryl!
Reckless speculation.
I think Mike Vrabel himself would go, hey, Jerry Judy's on the field. I'm not on the field. This is going to help your quarterback. Well, I think Mike Vrabel himself would say Jerry Jeudy.
Well, I'll say this, Ken. We actually got to see Jerry Jeudy do something on a football field yesterday, albeit on a very limited basis. But the fact that he was on the field, we'll chalk that up as a big training camp win for the Browns down here.
Darryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Am I fighting an uphill battle on this one, Tone? All right, we'll do that coming up at 8:20. All right, Darryl, should it's become a little bit of a point of contention for folks. Should Deshaun Watson, should he play during the preseason?
I don't know. I'm not ducking your question.
Oh, come on. You are ducking it.
I'm not ducking it. You want to why? That's the same answer that Kevin Stefanski would give you right now. Should he play? I would say yes, he should play. Will he play?
I didn't ask Will, so you gave me the answer. Yeah. You said yes.
Yeah, I think he should play. I don't think it needs to be extended, but I think just putting him out there, letting him get used to the speed of the game again and things like that, coming off that injury. But, man, I'm living in the fears. I'll confess, Ken. I worry about putting him in harm's way when you don't really need to.
Darryl, we thank you very much for the time. All the best to you and yours.
You bet, guys. See you next week.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.